Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
On the way here, I'm not joking.
Sorry, Vespa, if you want to.
Yeah, on your lame-ass bike.
Well, don't get back on it then if you don't like it.
You're not taking me home after this because you're recording with Beth and whoever she is because I have your diary, motherfucker. Anyway, on the bike.
My diary on your phone.
Best thing that ever happened to me was when Farah shared that with me. Best thing.
Why?
I love checking up on
what
you're doing.
What do you
think? You don't know what you're doing. So someone needs to be in control. You book in 6 things in one day on top of each other. Let down 6 people.
I never do that.
Anyway, I want to talk about what happened on the bike.
No, hang on a second.
My eyes were going like this. I swear to God, I've not had... Do you remember like at school or when you were at sleepovers and you were a kid and it was so...
I went to a boarding school, so no.
Okay. I didn't. And it was so uncool to fall asleep. And so you would be like... But your eyes would be like... On the bike on the way here, I kid you not, at 29 years of age, I've not had this for 20 years. I was going...
fall asleep.
I just let it happen at one point. I thought... What's keeping me up? I couldn't just spell that way.
Falling asleep.
I swear to God, it was the weirdest thing ever. My eyes were just shutting. And then I arrived and I'm so awake.
So guys, the reason why we're absolutely exhausted is we've just got off a flight from Miami. We've had a pretty whirlwind start to the year. 2024. Before we get into everything that's happened.
That little tongue out inside your mouth.
Just... Why don't you talk for once?
Okay, fine.
You quiet little mouse
I'm
over there.
Anything but quiet. You just...
You are. Do you know what people mostly say to me? They meet, they go, gosh, you're a bit more quiet than I...
Yeah, because you talk so much. Like, honestly, you don't shut up. You talk over people the entire time. You don't let anyone speak.
I don't do that.
Yeah, you do.
No, I
don't. You repeat the same stories. You're running out of stories, you are, because you're on too many podcasts. We've all heard them.
What do you mean?
No wonder I'm quiet, because I can't bear to hear the drone of the same story over and over again.
What are the same... I don't... There's no...
Oh, days. No, I nearly mentioned some... female friends that you've told me about 10 times. Same story. I'm your wife. I don't want to hear it.
You little shit. You ask me all the time about my exes.
I know. I love asking him about things. And then I get so repulsed. I ask you weird questions.
Ask me weird questions. And then you start stalking people. And then you get cross or upset when I've told you like...
No, I didn't. I came across on TikTok one of an ex... Well, we shouldn't really talk about this.
Well, you are, so go for
it. Anyway, I really enjoy her TikTok. I spent the last hour and a half of the journey just watching her TikTok. Best TikTok.
Sophie was watching.
It was so wholesome. It was so nice.
Sophie was watching my ex-girlfriend's TikToks. And honestly, you wanted to follow her.
Anyway, so where have we been? We've been in Miami. We've been in Turks and Caicos. We've been in Providenciales.
Providenciales. We've been skiing.
Which, by the way, Jamie is apparently very famous in Providenciales.
Yeah, hugely famous in Providenciales.
Well, honestly, I don't know what's going on. Everywhere you went, boop, boop, oh my God. How happy were you when that happened in that little random island?
Look, we got to slow it down because everyone... We've already had an episode back, by the way. We've obviously recorded with the Crouchers last episode, which was one of the funniest ones in the entire world. And we're back. It's 2024. We're going to... We're actually back now, whereas before we were sort of half back. We're now properly back.
Yeah.
What kind of things? What are your... Sophie, the time we're recording today is apparently the biggest day to manifest.
Yeah.
And so what did you manifest?
Well, I'll tell everyone first. So it's the 11th of the 1st, so it's 111, mm-hmm. and that's like an angel number. And then it's also a full moon today. It's like a new moon for manifesting. I'm not going to tell everyone what I manifest. Are you kidding?
By the way, it's the year of the dragon. All right?
But spoke over me once again.
I didn't speak
Busted.
Over.
Yeah, I'm talking about the angel numbers.
Yours is boring.
Oh, God. Go on then, Dragon Boy.
Okay. Actually, when we were on the... Shout out to Amy, who was on our BA flight, who was our air steward. She did confirm the reason she listens to the podcast isn't because of me. It's because of Sophie, and Sophie's way funnier, apparently. And she was completely serious. She wasn't even joking.
She also said, me and my friends say, whoa, that girl's crazy.
Did they say that about
you? Yeah. I was like...
In Chinese star signs, you have lots of different star signs. And mine is the year of the dragon. I was born 1988, all right? Happens every 10 years. It comes around. 2024, starting in February, is year of the dragon. Would you, Sophie Habu, Sophie Leng, like to hear the characteristics of the year of the dragon?
Oh, boy. I bet you I would.
Okay. The
Not
year of the
that
dragon.
I've had them 10 times already.
Well, you haven't. This is the year of the dragon. You ready for this? Charismatic, intelligent, confident, powerful, and they are naturally lucky and gifted. In everything they do, they tend to do the best of their ability with high standards. That is year of the dragon.
What? Yeah. What's year of the dog, which I am?
You're just, I don't know. But
read mine then. It doesn't, read mine.
No, the point is it's not year of the dog, it's year of the dragon.
Well what year is of the dog? Because I'm going to hibernate until then.
No, you, year of the dog is, hey, you're 94. You've got another 5 years to wait. 6 years.
Wait, how are you working this out? I'm so sorry.
Because you're 6 years younger than me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so in 6 years' time, it'll be year of the dog.
That's not how it works.
How else do you think it works?
Is that how it works?
Yes. It happens every 10 years. So think about it. So next year will be year of the goat or something like that.
But you're 35. You're not on a 10.
What?
I don't know. I'm
going
really tired.
On.
I've had 24 minutes sleep, by the way, my Aura Ring told me.
Sophie got off the flight and said, my Aura Ring has said I've had 24 minutes sleep. And then underneath it wrote, you'll be all right, Sophie.
It says you'll be okay. I was like, I actually had 3 hours, 40 minutes. But basically, I was just lying there like this, resting. And then 24 minutes deep sleep.
Okay, baby, listen, shall we begin the episode like we always begin it?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Say, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Say, listener, you ready?
Listener, you ready?
Get on this horse.
No.
Okay, all right. Hello, everybody. Let's begin. Hello, I'm Jamie Leng.
And I'm Sophie Leng.
And we met 5 years ago.
And we're...
Married!
Married!
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
That's right. Can't get rid of me. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Newlyweds Podcast. It's Jamie and Sophie here. Now, as I've said before, we have been in lots of different places. We went skiing for Christmas.
Oh, we did. God, it's been a long time since we've been away.
We went skiing for Christmas. It was one of the greatest trips of my entire life.
What the hell?
I said that to you. It was one of the best Christmases I've ever had in my entire life. I loved it so much.
That's lovely. I had a great time too. My sister fractured her collarbone or something.
Oh, yeah, you're going to get into all that. Oh. One of the things that did happen, though, which is we have to mention, which I'm mortified at.
What?
So we went skiing with your mum, your dad, your sister, Tom Berry, my brother-in-law, who's your sister's husband, me, all your cousins.
All my cousins.
It was amazing.
My auntie, uncle.
So if you listen to the podcast, I've been using Anusol.
Where are you going with this?
I've been using Anusol. And... to get rid of...
We all know. Everyone knows what it's for.
Piles. Oh. And it works, by the way. It's actually...
It hasn't friggin' worked.
It has worked.
Showing me that it's worked, and I keep telling you it's not worked.
I am mortified at this, Sophie.
Why?
Because Sophie decided, because she wanted me to see what it was like, took photos of my arsehole. She took photos of my arsehole to show me.
Because he doesn't know what it's like. So I was like, you have to start using this thing.
Okay. Then, turns out, she was showing photos to her mum. Okay. And her mum swiped across on her phone and landed on a picture of my arsehole.
True. And she just went, and my mum's pretty... blind, and she even went, oh my god, gave me the same.
It wasn't a picture of my penis, it wasn't a picture of my nipple, it's a picture of my arsehole.
I mean, penis,
something that no one ever sees. No one sees anyone's arsehole. No one sees anyone's.
Well, she's seen yours.
And she's never mentioned it.
Never mentioned. And my mum mentions things like that. She's never even spoken to me about it. She just handed me back the phone and turned around. Didn't even mention it.
Turned around and faced the wall.
She literally faced the wall for about 5 minutes. Silence. Complete and utter silence. I was like, sorry, Sarah.
Oh, we had the greatest trip in the world. So that happened. We had such a fun trip. And we had lots of sort of bad things happen as well.
What?
Because
everyone was ill.
We not only were getting to Georgia, who she fractured her arm, but everyone got ill.
Everyone got ill. I had a migraine so bad on Christmas Day. I woke up and I burst into tears. And I went, no, you can't do this to me. I was honestly so upset. I was like, you can't make me up. I bounced back really quickly, didn't I?
Hannah, you always do. I woke up. We had this curry one night. We had a curry one night. And we were going to go on this big ski the next day. I woke up in the middle of the night. Around 3 a.m. And I had drunk quite a lot. So I was like, oh, I feel a bit hungover. Like it was 3 a.m. And I was looking at it, I was like, wait, this is not a hangover. I was like, oh, my stomach. And I was like, what the hell is this? Anyway, we were living in what I can only describe is like Bilbo Baggins. But it was like the tiniest little room. You couldn't climb over anything anyway. It was so little.
It was so small.
I ran to the bathroom. Opened the door, got onto, and it was not everything.
Okay, yeah, okay.
It was just, I was very, very unwell. As I was being unwell, Patrick Habu, Sophie's dad, was sleeping in the room above. And he's 6'4". I heard him, I've never heard someone dry retch. I heard this coming upstairs. All I could do was look at him, just go, don't worry, buddy, I've got it as well. And he was going,
got back into bed and he was like, I've been sick all night. And he was like, it's okay, someone else got it upstairs too.
And then I messaged the big family group saying, guys, I don't think I can make skiing. And about 8 people replied, I'm unwell. We were all poisoned by the guy. You were fine though.
No, we don't know what it was. It was either a bug or whatever it was. And then my sister was walking home and threw up over a bridge. And then my mom was really unwell and had to race home to also be sick.
Can we say what your mom was so worried about with her son-in-law?
She thought she was going to have an accident and she was like, I can't do this in front of Tom.
She thought she was going to shit on the walk back.
She just went ghost fight. She was so upset he was there.
She thought, I can't walk home with my son-in-law and shit in a bush. So she just was mute.
I've never seen someone so green. Like she went... green. Oh my God, Tom was puking all night that one night. Tom started it.
My brother-in-law.
All right, he's your brother-in-law. Jesus, how much do you want to say he's your brother-in-law? My sister's husband. Tom, he's so polite, polite. And we're with my parents and he's sat at the table. And then we were actually talking about what our death row meal would be, which was so like what food, a like very foodie conversation. And he just goes... oh, sorry. Better go get some air. He was green.
I've never seen it. If you drew someone to be unwell, it was what he looked like.
Yeah, and he puked all night long. He started the craze. So basically, we were all very, very, very unwell.
Oh, it was so... And then you started having this problem, which I can say, is that you started... You were obviously...
No.
That's all right. It doesn't matter.
No, it does matter.
What do you think I'm about to say?
I know exactly what you're about to say.
When you were burping up, like that, you would know that was all.
I'm really sorry. I'm stopping you right here. You've just completely slandered my family and said that we all have bowel issues. You're not going to go take me down too. Like, this isn't, you have to stop. It's 2024. You're 35. One day there will be more people in this world and no one needs to know about poo.
No, it's not about poo though, but you honestly described... Sophie didn't get food poisoning, but what she did get, which I don't understand how it happened, is you got like...
acid reflux.
You got acid reflux. So she was burping and her burps...
No, I'm cutting out. I'll just tell Jack. Okay, no, I will tell Jack.
Can I just say the funniest way that you've ever described anything in your life.
Of course it's getting cut out.
Sophie was burping and the burps smelled like shit.
No, they didn't.
And she said, I wrote it down because it was so funny.
This
described
is getting
it.
Cut out, you idiot.
She described it. She said, honestly, I think of I think a vampire has climbed in my stomach and occasionally farts.
People, if I ever get divorced from you, I will never, ever.
Stomach and occasionally
no, farting. Guys, we're cutting out. But what happened was I had acid reflux and I couldn't, like, air was coming up. It was awful.
Yeah, you were just, we were all unwell.
I think I needed to be sick. That's what was happening, but my body's too strong. So it was just coming out another way.
Your body is too strong. But it was amazing. So we had that, which was incredible. We skied so much. We ate some incredible food. I've never eaten so much food as I did over this Christmas.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah. I ate like so much, which is me. And then your poor sister, what happened with your poor sister?
Oh my God, my poor sister was skiing down and she just, I don't know what happened. She says she...
You saw the whole thing.
Well, I think that we were, basically you guys decided to stop every time we'd go down this very, very busy, crowded, slushy slope with like very fast, annoying skiers who weren't even that good at skiing and just stressing me out. Jamie would stop right on the corner with, and then Tom, his brother-in-law, would pull up right next to him, and Georgia went to pull up right next to him, but someone went straight past her. She went one way. Anyway, she fell and she screamed so loudly, and my sister's never broken a bone. I've broken like every bone in my body.
She's never broken a bone in her body.
So I was like, I've never heard her in pain.
And she was screaming on
the slope. It was really scary, actually.
But it does make me realise how dramatic...
Are you fucking joking?
You are. A little bit, honey.
Why?
Because we were on the slope and she had fallen over and she was crying because her arm hurt so much. And she did cry. She was very upset and she wanted to try and ski on. All Sophie Habu was doing was going, "Someone call a stretcher!" We're in the middle of the mountain. "Someone call the stretcher!" What the hell is the stretcher?
I came
call
into...
the stretcher. Like, trying to, like, honestly, in the middle of this, people just going, "Fuck off, this girl's in the way." Like, trying to ski past you and you're going, "Call the stretcher! Call the stretcher!"
She went down in a stretcher, you idiot. I keep saying idiot.
She went, so... didn't go down in a stretcher, honey. She got onto a...
Well, I've been in a stretcher.
Okay. How was that for you?
It was really scary. I looked at the trees above me and I thought, this is intense. Yeah, it was awful.
It wasn't, because it was in a stretcher. Sorry, that was a really bad joke.
I don't understand.
Don't worry, honey. Anyway, move on. But your sister was really, she was really like hurting, wasn't
she? Yeah, she was really hurting. And Jamie kept going to me, "Oh my God, God, did you annoy me?" You were like, "She's not broken it." No.
I did not say that.
She's not done anything. If she'd popped her socket, so if she would have felt it, if it dislocated. I was like, "Who are you, Dr. Jamie? Went to Leeds and got zero in drama. Like, are you serious?"
I said, if you dislocate a shoulder, then you would really know
she
about it.
She couldn't move her arm. And then, boy, was I happy when she'd fractured it.
Sophie thought the flight was at 2. We arrived at the airport at 1. The flight had closed. The flight was at 1:10.
No, we didn't arrive at 1 because we still wouldn't have got on a flight at 2.
Yeah, we had an hour to get the flight at 2. But the flight was at 1. And you got the timings wrong.
Well, what can I say?
I
got us new ones.
No, I got us new ones.
No, I went and got us new ones. And boy,
honey, I booked
you. You were the angriest I've ever seen someone be angry. Like, I said, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was angry. I was angry because I felt like...
No. He yapped on about how... Oh, and then he told me that I'm going to be a shit mum. And that he doesn't believe that I'll be able to fold the kids' clothes. And I lost my mind. I said, "Are you kidding me?"
He said, "I didn't say that."
He said, "I don't know how you're going to be a mum." Okay. Yeah. I can hear all the women gasping at this when they listen to it.
So
I can hear them. Yeah, you're right, guys. He's a dick.
I didn't say.
And you
then,
did.
And then Sophie, when I said that to her.
And my mum was just like, "Apologise."
No, when I said that to her, I said, "No, I didn't say that."
You said, "You won't be able to fold the kids' clothes or pack them to go on holiday." I was like, kidding me.
And Sophie started crying because she got so upset.
I did, yeah.
So can you do an impression of what Jamie's like when he's angry?
How did that happen? I'm like, well, I obviously made a mistake. Yeah, but how? But honey, how did you make it? Honey, I know that we're an hour late, but how did you do it? I fucking made a mistake. I don't know, mistakes made. Yeah, but how? Oh, you just, honey, what you don't understand is everyone's now going to miss New Year's Eve. Everyone's going to be upset about it. And honey, do you even care that people are going to miss New Year's Eve? And it's going to be your fault. It's not going to be my fault. It's going to be your fault. I was like, drown in my ear. Fucking hell. It's so annoying.
Well, I tell you what, get the flight times wrong. Right.
Oh, what did you miss? NFL game?
Yeah, well, that's fine. We're going to save Miami for next episode and talk about what happened there, because I did make a big mistake there. I made a huge mistake, that's for sure. What else? Anything else that we had at Christmas? Anything at all? What else happened? Nothing. We just had the most wonderful time.
We had a great time.
We had the greatest time in the time. Sophie has convinced me for my New Year's resolution, everyone. And I don't think many. And I want to actually ask, producer Jack, do you brush your tongue when you brush your teeth?
Yeah, I've got a tongue scraper that I use.
Yes.
Really? Everyone has that?
Guys, okay. You don't have to have a tongue scraper. I think that's amazing. But like, have you ever been brought up not brushing your tongue? Like, that's part of brushing your teeth.
You brush your tongue?
That's essential. When you start doing it, you realize how much is on your tongue. It's horrible.
Okay. Well, Sophie described it to me. She said, you need to brush your tongue. And I went, you're brushing your teeth? I don't brush my tongue. Anyway, she said, okay, I'll give you an analogy. What's your analogy? He said, this is the analogy.
I can't remember what I said.
Sophie's like, this is the analogy. It's like you go to the bathroom, you take a shit, and you don't wipe.
No, it's not quite like that. It's like you go to the bathroom, you take a shit, you pull the loo paper, and then you go, not going to wipe. That's exactly what it's like. Still there. Oh, but I touched it. No, you have to clean your tongue.
It's not like
it
brushing
is.
Your tongue.
You're
not-
walking around with shit on your ass.
It's not like that at all.
It is.
It's not like that at all. So I'm going to learn to drive this year. I've got my test in a month. And because I have a test in a month, so if you want to take me on a little...
Yeah, I think we should go on a little drive on a rendezvous.
Okay, so after listeners' message, we have a surprise for you where I'm going to get behind the wheel of a car and go on a little driving experience with you. Hopefully you and I don't argue.
Hopefully.
Because that would not be a good idea. Okay, all right. Listen, 2024, we're back, baby. You know what time it is, Soph. What time is it?
Listeners' messages.
This wasn't very exciting.
Oh, listeners' messages.
That's right.
So do you remember Jenny?
From the block? I can't just throw in, do you remember Jenny?
You must remember Jenny.
Okay, who is Jenny, honey?
Yeah, do you remember Jenny? She went to the wrong wedding. Do you remember that? She was the northern person.
Oh yes. My God, wait. Talk to me, remind me again.
She was like, I went to the wrong wedding. Yeah. She was in the reception and she didn't recognise anyone. And
she went to the wrong one. And she got with someone, didn't she?
We had, I think she got with someone. We had the two, some of the funniest ever wedding messages we had was that Jenny when she went to the wrong wedding. And the other one was when the friend was invited to the wedding. It was honestly genius. She was invited to the wedding and the bride came down the road greeting everyone and she had never met the bride before and she didn't know what to do and the bride leaned in and kissed her. She kissed the bride on the lips. Do you remember that?
Was that one that we got right in the woods?
Yeah, it was right at the beginning. It was so good. Okay. She didn't know what to do.
What about the one where that wedding planner said that someone did a shit on the floor?
The wedding messages, I've said this before, but still the greatest ever listener's message we had about a wedding was when they were all in the church.
No.
It was so, they were all in the church and suddenly this van arrived outside and these men jumped out with balaclavas on and they ran in the church and told everyone to get down. Everyone's freaking out. And then they pulled the balaclavas off and it was the best men all playing a joke.
And the dad got taken to hospital because he was shaking too much.
The father-in-law, yeah, taken off because he was shaking too much. Honestly.
It's too much.
It was freaking genius. Okay, Jack, play the voice note from Jenny.
Hi. I sent a voice note in before about when I went to a wedding and it turned out I went to the incorrect wedding. I had my wedding 1 week ago today. Oh. And bit of a story. I accidentally broke my new husband's foot on the night of the wedding on the dance floor. A Disney song came on, so I pretended to push him out the way so I could dance to it. And he literally fell to the floor and then couldn't put any pressure on it all night. We went to A&E a couple of days later and he actually has broken his foot in two places. I also nearly crashed his car whilst he was sat at A&E waiting for someone to take him in. So, it, yeah. Yeah.
Is that the ending? So, Jenny, you're a legend.
Jenny needs to get on this podcast now.
I think we should probably invite Jenny in. We have another message from Kenna, who says this. Hello, Sophie and Jamie. Love your podcast so much. I used to work in a wedding venue in Ibiza and thought I'd share a funny story from my season there. We had a scouse wedding that had paid for an open bar for the whole day. By the evening, everyone in the wedding party was very, very drunk. It got to the end of the night and we were closing up. I was mopping the toilets and one door wouldn't open. I shouted to my manager, who said that sometimes the doors get jammed and to just leave it. So we left around 1 a.m. and went home. Around 7 a.m. the same morning, the owner of the venue rang me. One of the groomsmen had fallen asleep in the toilet that was locked, covered in his own sick. The CCTV showed him walking out of the toilet at 6 a.m. You'd panic, wouldn't you? What the fuck is this? Where the fuck am I? Walking around the venue, going into the kitchen, eating some food from the fridge.
No.
Having a shower in the staff toilets.
No.
Going behind the bar, swinging from the bottle of vodka before trying to force open the door to get out, which then finally triggered the alarm. The bride and groom sent our wedding venue an awful complaint, saying it was our fault for leaving him inside before locking up. That is freaking genius.
You are kidding me. I can't believe that he didn't panic. He was just like, yeah, all right, make the most of this.
That is so good. I've been trapped in a toilet before.
No.
It was honestly so... I've been trapped in a few toilets.
Go on then, tell us.
Well, it's not nothing to tell. It's just trapped in a toilet.
Like, Steve, that's why I never lock the loo.
Ever?
No, I don't lock the toilet.
Why were you looking over at producer Jack?
I don't know, because I suddenly got embarrassed. Maybe you shouldn't put this in there.
Wait, so you never... When did you get locked in one?
Well, I must have trauma from a child because I don't remember it, but I honestly physically can't lock toilets.
Yeah, I got locked in and honestly, I was in Club Med. It was awful. I was in Club Med in Turkey and I got locked in and I was just, every single time someone walked in, I'd go, hello?
You know, as you're talking, hello? I vaguely remember, my childhood trauma's coming back and I vaguely remember getting locked in and thinking they're going to leave without me.
Yeah, yeah, you get locked in and you think, well, I'm never getting out of here.
Yeah,
I'm going to be in here for the rest of my life. I'm going to have to drink the loo water. I'm going to be in here forever. Do you know this? I've had some scary moments actually as a kid. That was really scary doing that. Second scariest time I ever had in my entire life was when I was in Portugal and we were at a theme park, like water slides. And I was watching a frog. I was watching this man dressed as a frog.
Oh, what the fuck? Not a frog then. A man, a human.
A human dressed as a frog.
That's creepy.
And he was doing this. He's waving at me. Like that. He's waving at me. And I was like, oh, this is fun. Anyway, I turned around. Parents gone. I was like, honestly, I shat out my whole soul.
I've got one.
Okay, well, anyway, I've never been so scared in my entire life. Losing your parents.
Okay, is that the end? Because I'm desperate to have mine.
Yeah, sorry, cutting
okay,
off.
Okay, right. So I was in Disneyland. Do you remember I told you this?
No.
Disneyland. And I scurry in Florida. And I was like I was 3 years old, guys. I'm barely walking at this age. I scurry
You're
in.
You're not walking at three?
Oh, shut up. And I walk in and I look up. I've been walking with, holding my dad's hand for a good 5 minutes. And I look up. It's not my dad. True story.
You're just holding someone's penis.
I was
because that would be scary.
I obviously walked in. Why was there a man, firstly, in Disneyland? Secondly, why was he allowing
why
me?
Why was there a man?
Why was there a man on his own in Disneyland? And why was he allowing me to hold his hand and continuing walking with me? Didn't stop me
this
and go,
is scary, no.
Little girl. I'm not your daddy.
This is.
And I looked up and my mum was running over. She grabbed me off him. And that's all I remember.
That is scary.
Yeah, isn't
okay,
that?
That is scary.
I wasn't scared, but that is scary.
That is scary.
And then another thing that scared me.
Okay, good.
Was we'd been on the water park and we were wet and our seat was, you know, the little prams that your parents push you around in? Like it's a Disneyland one.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the monkey from Jungle Book? Obviously the fake man dressed in the monkey. Came and picked me up and tried like rubbed his bum on it to dry the water up. It was the scariest thing that's ever happened.
That is terrifying, is that?
He picked me up, this big monkey. don't look at me like that.
It's scary.
It's scary. He picked me up and like wriggled his butt all over my seat, and I was like, I'm not sitting back down there.
Have I told you the time when I went to Chessington World of Adventures?
Oh no, but we're all bored.
Okay, This is the scariest moment of my entire life. We went to Chessington World of Adventures and they had a magic carpet, right? Which is like, you know those boats that swing up and down this? This
was a seesaw.
This was a magic carpet that went this. So it started on top and it went woof, like went up and down.
Oh, I know.
Up and down, like in a circle, right?
Yeah, backwards circle.
And then backwards and forwards like that. And it was a magic carpet. And you would have a bar that came down and you would hold onto the bar.
And was it a magic carpet?
Keep it. It was not magic. It was a machine. Anyway, I stood in the queue and my sister, Gems, gave me her platform shoes so I was taller so I could get into the ride. Okay, I was very young. Turns out those height restrictions, those height restrictions are there for a reason, all right? I got onto this ride. I was with my brother, Alexander. We put the bar down and it started to go. I was holding on to the bar like this. Hold on. It was going, vroom, vroom. And I was like, I was coming out of the seat and I was holding, and I looked across at my brother, Alexander. He was just as scared. Hold on. He was so scared. He just mouthed at me, hold on. And I was honestly going out of the chair. I was like, oh fuck.
Why are you holding your breath? What's going on?
Because I was being lifted out and down.
And just imagine like
Sally going, hold on.
Silent. I'm picturing like your little legs clawed over it like this. Gripping on for absolute dirt. Your toes like this.
All right, we have another
story. God, it's so fun. I've got another one.
Oh, God, here we go. All right, go for it, honey.
No, I just remember being on a flying fish with Victoria, you know? And it flew me so high. Okay, we need to stop talking.
No, what happened?
Now.
Tell me.
And that's it. It just blew me.
Sounds wicked.
I think we need to cut this.
All right, no, I like it. Okay, you ready for another listener's message?
Oh, boy, am I.
Who's this from, honey?
This is from Emily Durrani. Oh. So I was staying at my now ex-boyfriend's family house last year for the Christmas period, and they are quite a boozy family. In keeping with the Christmas spirit and trying to keep up with them, I ended up consuming copious amounts of red wine and whiskey, not the best combination. Turns out this concoction of alcohol brought out a new side to me that I hadn't experienced before, sleepwalking. So in the middle of the night, I must have tried to venture out to the loo. On the way back, I stumbled across the first room I passed and climbed on into bed and cuddled up. This is probably a good time to note that I was wearing my new saucy Christmas undies and nothing else. No. Next thing that happens is I was yanked to the floor by my feet and woken up by my angry boyfriend dragging me back to his room. I'd accidentally climbed into bed with his parents and started spooning his dad.
That is horrendous. No. Okay, we have another one, which is from Anonymous. Mm-hmm. Hey guys, advice please, just a quick one. Love the pod, I listen on my way to work and it's the only one that has me in full belly laughs. Thanks guys. Now, this is less of a listener message and more asking advice. I'm just listening to the podcast where Sophie says she gets up at 6 a.m. to go to the gym. Actual goals. And the way Jamie describes it is she gets up in the morning is really excited and happy for the day, which is amazing. I definitely struggle to get up in the morning, especially when it's cold and dark in the winter, but really want to find ways to change that. Any advice from Sophie for having such a positive start to the morning? Really want to get up early, be a morning person, and God knows, maybe even start to get to the gym before 7 a.m. Help. Soph, over to you. Honey, it's 2024. It's the year of the dragon. All right? I need you to give a motivational speech to everyone who wants to get up in the morning. They want to get up in the morning.
Oh my God, I'm running on 24 minutes of sleep.
Doesn't matter, honey. You're going to do it down the camera. You're going to give a motivational speech to every single person about how to get up in the morning and get their shit together.
No, I don't think I got it.
You've got it in you, honey. Here we go. Ready? Go.
It's 2024.
Damn right.
You know what that is?
What is it?
The year of the dragons. And what do dragons do?
Breathe fire.
They breathe fire. And what do they eat? They eat the skies.
They eat the skies?
Hey, let's keep going.
Okay.
So get up
and
eat that sky. What do you do to eat the sky? You look up. Don't look down.
Don't look up.
Just keep looking up.
Yeah, I don't feel motivated yet. Give me more.
Okay.
But Sophie,
you don't feel motivated yet?
No.
What about now?
That doesn't make me more motivated. Wait, Sophie, but Sophie, how do I get up in the morning? How do I get up?
Oh, I'll tell you how you get up in the morning.
How do you?
Okay. You set that alarm.
What time?
If it's 6 a.m. on the dot, and you know when you go to sleep that you're going to get up and crunch the day.
But what happens if I'm so tired in the morning?
It doesn't matter. Your mind is stronger than your body.
I don't think my...
Say that to me again, Jamie.
My mind is stronger than my
Say
body.
Say that to me again, Jamie.
My mind is stronger than
Say
my body.
Say it to me one more time.
My mind is stronger than my body.
Now, everyone listening, say it to me one more time.
My mind is stronger than my body.
It's like we're part of some cult. Okay, anything else to give
and
me?
And that's right. Your mind is stronger than your body. Just get up, get the day, seize the day. You'll feel so much better for it. And routine is key. So once you do it once, you'll do it again. And once you do it again, you'll do it a third time. And once you do it three times, you do it four. And once you do it four times, you'll do it what, Jamie?
Five.
Damn straight.
Okay, and once you've done it six, what happens then?
You do it seven.
Okay.
Keep going, Jamie.
Eight.
That's right. Nine. Ten. Until you've just every part of your day. 365 times.
Okay.
And what's that?
That's a year.
Yep, damn straight. And then you do it for the second year.
Do you know, I'm just going to give a little bit better advice.
Okay, wait, I'm going to actually give some advice.
Okay.
Okay, so I think what you should do is go, before you go to bed, write down what you're grateful for. And because of that, you're going to go to bed feeling very grateful, full of gratitude and good vibrations and good energy. And then you're going to wake up having slept really well because you've gone to bed on good vibes, and you're going to wake up on good vibes. Also, don't look at your phone or get blue blocking glasses because that'll make you sleep really well. And when your alarm goes, just go, get out of bed. And you've got to find gymming that you like. So I like doing what I like now.
What do you like?
I like doing resistant weights. I don't like cardio.
You said that you want to just make your ass real big this year. That's what you want to do.
No, that was last year. I'm just about getting strong.
Are you about getting strong? Spice. Do you know what? Also, I'm just going to put it out there. It takes 23 days to try and make something a habit. So once you've done it 23 days in a row, it actually gets much easier. At the beginning, it's way harder. Once it gets to 23 days, it becomes easier. Now, that is motivational for you. Okay, that's the end of the listener's message. That's the end of the listener's messages. I just want to say a big thank you to everyone who keeps writing in. Remember, please send in your wedding stories, your crazy stories, any stories, gap year stories, university stories, fun. Love stories. I want to hear stories of love as well. I absolutely love the love stories, and so do you, Soph. We love them so much. So please send them to @newlywedspodcast. You can slide into our DMs, or you can send us an email, newlyweds@jampotproductions.co.uk. All the links in the description below. Honey, that's the end of...
Listener's Messages. Ding.
Okay, right, guys, it's the time that you have all been waiting for. It's the moment when you see Mr. Lang, a.k.a. the boss, a.k.a. Sugar Daddy.
Excuse me.
Hot Wheels over here.
A.k.a. Short Ass.
Okay.
A.k.a. not my sugar daddy.
Okay. Anyway, basically, guys, as I said, I'm going to learn to drive this year. On February the what? 5th.
The 5th. So scribble that in your diaries and I'll wait to watch.
Is my driving test. So Sophie said, well, she wants to take me for a driving lesson. So we
buckled those seatbelts and we jumped in that bandwagon.
We mic'd ourselves up. We put GoPros in the car and we got into Sophie's fanny. And we drove it all around London. And boy, did your fanny have a fun time. Oh, by the way, Sophie is driving behind the wheel first, just to be clear. Then, obviously, we swap over and we let the big boy drive.
Here we go.
Okay, so what do we do? We're in the car.
But at driving lessons, I think you should be driving, no?
Yeah, but you're going to tell... I don't know how to drive.
Okay, so we are about to go onto the road.
So okay, so you, then you indicate...
Hover here.
Hover
you
where?
Indicate, hover on the road.
Okay.
You check left, you check right.
There's cars coming.
Yeah, that's why I stop.
Okay. Well, do you have to lean forward when you're in the...
I like to lean forward because I think it gives you a bit more of a broader spectrum of the viewage.
Okay.
And then...
There's so many cars.
Oh, look, you can go
Oh, my God, Sophie, there's a car.
What?
There's a car. Oh, no, my God.
You cannot.
Quite like being in your fanny.
Oh, is my fanny what? You sure I'm not going to get my license taken off me for this?
Why?
Because I'm not a very good driver. I don't want, like, the board of the driving people just decide that I shouldn't be legal to drive. Right foot on the right pedal. Look, it's hard to say because it's like...
You're the worst teacher I've ever sat in the car.
Okay, so listen. Okay, so where are we now? What lane are we in?
I don't know. The second lane?
I don't know either, so we'll go with the second lane. Look, so there's one, two, three, four. There's four lanes here. Yes. I don't know what that means. What? But look, what's that number on the road? What does it say?
It says...
We've got Brixton to the left, and we've got Stockton to the right.
You're not directing yourself. You're meant to be teaching me to drive.
Okay, listen. What does that number say with the round? It's got a black number and it's in a red circle.
No, honey, that's... Look, I've done my theory test.
But we must still remember those things. So what does the number say? Just so the listeners
20.
Know. Okay, and what am I driving?
I'm driving at 10 miles an hour.
That's exactly right. No, that's a bit slow.
We slow down and we move the foot from the go pedal to the stop pedal. And then we go back to the go. Now, what am I doing with my left foot, you might ask? It's just placed. It's hanging low. It's not doing much. I don't know what lane I'm in.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Oh my god. Honey, this is.
So now we're going round the roundabout. Now we're going on the outer curve.
You don't need to describe it.
Yeah, because the listeners will like get the scene, right? Now these guys over here, you've got to watch out for these people in London because there's nothing that stops them.
What do you mean?
They're like ducks. They
just pedestrians.
Yeah, you've got to watch out for the pedestrians. London is like a rat race.
Oh, Sophie, are you joking? Oh my god, Sophie, no, this is a piss take. There's four parking tickets. Sophie,
I paid them!
Sophie, they're not even out. That's a joke.
No, but then I'm getting out of the car if you couldn't help me out.
That is not cool.
I know, that's not cool, but it's my money.
It's not your money, it's our money. Okay, there's an ambulance coming. What happens if an ambulance comes?
You pull over, no matter where you are, whatever you're doing, you let them pass.
You're not letting it pass.
Well, I am. It's in the lane next to me.
You're driving next to it?
Yeah, because it's in the lane next to me. But, like, if it was... Oh my God.
So I reckon at the next place you pull over and you give me a go.
Okay, but you solemnly swear that I'm not going to get in trouble because I've got four parking tickets.
I solemnly swear you're not going to get in trouble.
Can you shake it out of you on camera now?
Yeah, I think you need to take a right here. Seatbelts on. Now we freaking go, honey. Is it in drive, Sophie?
It's in drive. Please, you're really terrifying me.
Okay, is it in drive?
So slowly.
Oh my god. Okay, what's the speed limit?
30. So go 30. Indicate.
I am indicating.
Okay, go.
Oh my god, the police car's coming up next to us.
Oh my god, they're going to see the cameras and think we're doing something terrible. I don't think he's even looking at us.
Just give him the thing. Give him the finger. Give him the finger. No, go on, give him the finger underneath. Give him the finger. Yeah, you badass girl.
No,
yeah, you just Sophie just gave. So we just walked the cops.
No,
here we go. This is honestly making me hungry. Do you get hungry when you drive?
Not always, but your stress levels make me hungry.
I
feel exhausted.
Can we go to a drive-thru? I've always wanted to do that. Honey, you're one of the worst drivers in the world.
You can't even drive.
It doesn't matter. You're talking. You're trying to teach me to drive. And I'm saying, what do you press? And you're saying, you put your foot on the go pedal, then you move it to the stop pedal, then you move it back to the go pedal, and your left leg is just hanging there. That was your description.
Yeah, but your foot is just hanging there most of the time.
Also, what is so funny is that the listeners didn't realise is because I think we left out that we also had an argument halfway through because I wasn't quite doing everything right. And so we were getting annoyed at each other. We had a little bicker, didn't we? On the way to this little drive-thru that we were going to go to.
This little delicious drive-thru. And then we played a game. What was the game we played?
So we decided to go to the drive-thru because I think the best thing about learning to drive and being an adult is the fact that you can just go and pick up food and go to any drive-thru.
When I passed my test, I went straight to McDonald's drive-thru with my friend Emma Marsh.
Because you can just do it.
Yeah.
You can just do it. So we went to a McDonald's drive-thru and we played a little game. We had to test each other and we had to persuade each other to say things to the person working at McDonald's.
So you had to say New Year, New Me, Happy Meal.
So I had to ask for the New Year, New Me.
Yeah. And I had to ask if they knew who Sophia B was.
Oh my God. Okay, here we go.
Drive through. Here we go.
Okay, wind down your window.
Oh my God, what am I asking for? The New Year, New Me.
The New Year, New Me. This is bad. I just wondered. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure.
Do you know Sophie Habu?
Sorry?
Do you know who Sophie Habu is?
Sorry, I can't hear you.
Don't worry, it's some random. And do you have the... I heard that you have the New Year, New Me burger.
Yeah, we've got a new burger. That's the big and...
No,
Sorry?
I think it's called the New Year, New Me.
No.
You're the freaking pussy.
You're the fucking pussy. You didn't even let me ask.
You're the question. Frick, what was the pussy?
You didn't even let me ask if she knew who Sophie Boo was. She didn't hear. She could have said yes.
Okay, here we go. My wife wants to ask you, do you know who Jamie Lang is or no? No. She does that, she knows it. Okay, where do we go? Do we stay here?
Nice to meet you.
Thank you so much.
She said no. How upset?
Not that upset.
Your heart wrench. She doesn't know who you are.
Shh.
Thank God I didn't ask if they knew who I was. No chance.
The waterfall. Ooh, wherever it may take me. I know the life won't break me when I come to call. Soph, It smells like Up Dog.
What's Up Dog?
What's Up Dog with you? I don't know, baby, let's roll!
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com. Moonpig.com.
Ah, it's so good. It's so good. Okay, give me, what do you think of my driving out of 10? Be honest.
Like a solid 6. I really do.
6 hours? Are you joking? I'm really good at it.
Like, you're really good at skiing.
I am. I'm an unbelievably good skier.
He's not that good at skiing.
So if you don't say that at the end of the episode like that, that's a complete... You can't throw that curveball at me like that. Unbelievably good.
You're not that good. You're not as good as my cousins.
Are you joking?
No, come on.
Sophie, I'm unbelievably good.
You're a good skier.
No, I'm professional. I'm very good at sport. Skiing is my best sport.
No, it isn't.
Yes.
I've always thought you were a sportsman.
Are you joking, Sophie?
I always thought you were a sportsman. You always told
you're
me. You're
saying I'm not a good skier.
You told me you got the Radley scholarship for sports.
Yeah, I did. And that's how good at skiing I am.
Skiing's your best sport.
Yeah, 100%.
I don't think you're a professional skier, no.
Have you seen the video of me skiing?
Yeah, I don't think it's that good.
Are you? I know you're taking the piss.
I swear I'm not. I think you're a good skier. I think you don't have much control. You're very uncontrolled skier.
I can't believe you're doing this to me at the end of the episode. I cannot believe you're doing this to me.
I know, but I love
you. I'm telling you now, everyone, I'm a top class skier.
You can go down like off piece and blacks and all the rest of it, but like you're joking.
You don't have much
with
my eyes closed. Yes,
like you look out of control. Doing it.
I'm so in control.
No, but you don't look it.
I'm furious.
Okay, I love you.
No, I don't. Do you know what? I don't like you. I've been faking it the entire time.
That's so mean.
I'm going to leave it on that. I've been faking it all the entire time.
No, that's really mean. Take that back now.
I know. You take my skiing back.
Okay, I'll take it back. Take it back on 5. 5, 4, 3, 2.
I take it back.
was so weird.
That was the weirdest thing we've ever done. I think it's everyone vomited while they were listening to that. All right, listen.
Ian, what's going on? I think we need to go to bed.
Okay, we probably do. Listen, thank you so much, everybody, for listening to our Newlyweds episode. As always, please get in touch at Newlyweds Podcast on Instagram or newlyweds@jampotproductions.co.uk. Also, I've asked producer Jack if we can do this because I really like it. I want to bring back Propose the Pod. So Propose the Pod was what we did before our wedding. We would like you who's listening to this podcast right now to go out into the world, wherever you are, and propose the podcast to someone. Tell someone about this podcast and then write in and let us know how you've done it. You may say it to your teacher. You may say it to your baker. You may say it to your postman.
Your baker?
I don't know.
Anyone.
You may say it to your driving instructor.
The baker's morning.
But the way that you do it, we want to know and we want to shout and sing about the ways that you propose the pod on the podcast. Please send it to us again with all the descriptions below wherever you can send it to us. Propose the Pod would be absolutely amazing. Also, any wedding stories, we want to hear from that. Proposals, engagements, all that kind of stuff. We want to hear from you. Okay. Everybody, we love you. We can't wait for next episode on a Monday. Remember, we're on YouTube. And also, please, if you do anything today, subscribe to the show.
Okay. And if you're getting married,
good luck.
And if you're getting engaged,
go damn straight and do it. Make sure she appreciates every little bit of you. Make sure she appreciates.
And if you're getting girlfriends and boyfriends and all the rest of it,
well, you go for it.
If you're single,
go and sleep.
And if
with
you're
many
getting
people,
a divorce,
that's very upsetting.
And if you're having a baby or making a family,
oh my god, that's amazing.
And if you're going on holiday,
have a lovely time.
And if you're just cruising along your day, just picking up everything as you go.
Okay, that's motivational from you.
We love you.
We love you, everybody. See you next week. Goodbye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.